Stephen. Now, you came in before and you said, just tease a Carlton story. I want to know what Carlton story you are teasing.
Well, it's not a blockbuster in the size of the Essendon drugs saga. They won't be talking about it in 10 years' time. But it is significant. It is significant, of course.
Well, it's been a weekend. It's been a pretty poor weekend for the Blues.
Oh, it has. Look, Zach Williams, of course, we learned on Saturday. ACL, full reco. Interesting that it sort of slipped through to the keeper for 24 hours before that one got out. So it was a fairly innocuous incident. Knee just basically gave way. Now, just some background on Williams. He's on about 850 for the next 4 years. So it's a big investment player at Carlton. We're talking $3.4 million, another $3.4 to come on his contract half. So significant blow to the Blues. Mm-hmm. Added a little run and carry, bit of spark off halfback.
Well, they were pretty bullish about what he was doing. That's what I do know.
Yep.
Up until the news from the weekend.
But I believe Carlton have his replacement. They've come up with a decision over the weekend. So they've got until Feb 15, the supplemental selection period. My mail last night, it says Oleg Markov, the former Richmond and Gold Coast player. Similar fit, hard running, halfback. He's training at Collingwood at the moment, and I believe they'll take him from the Pies, under the clutches of the Pies. So,
does it say breakfast with half exclusive?
It is an exclusive. So Markov, I believe, will end up at Carlton. You can see why. Similar type hard-running player. And he's the sort of guy that sneaky chance to get straight in for round one. He's played some good footy. I think he was too good not to be on a list somewhere. So Collingwood are headed towards Oscar Steen, a young ruckman who's been training at the Pies as well. So some real misfortune for Zach Williams, and the door looks like it's going to open for Oleg Markov. 48 games, as I said. So a pretty handy replacement. And they're going to have to do something, Carlton, you'd think. And as I said, they've got until the middle of this month, which is a good rule to bring in a player under this supplementary situation.
Yeah, and I like the concept of the rule. I think it is good for situations like this. And there's always a team, or there's always a couple of teams, Steve, into a pre-season that have injury issues that leave you with three or four men down before you even start. And often, obviously, there's really good players that are affected by injury through a start of a pre-season or through a pre-season. So I like the rule. Oleg Markov, he's not quite Zach Williams, but it's a bit of beggars can't be choosers a bit too. You've got to get sort of the needs players, that running defender.
Dad was a pole vaulter, Oleg. I remember interviewing on draft day.
Dimitri. Australian pole vaulter.
Yeah. I never knew that.
I interviewed both on draft.
I know Dimitri Markov. I didn't know he was Oleg's old man.
Yeah. So he's a good athlete.
There you go.
Both. He's got good genes. So he runs hard. And I think as a mature age recruit, Carlton needs to do something.
His old man only ran hard for about 20 metres, though.
Had a good leap with a stick.
Righto, that is big news from you, Stephen. Good work from you.
Yeah, I think that one will probably take a while to become official, but I doubt whether Markov will be training at Collingwood again. I think the door's open for him just for a move across town. But it's a great system that you can train at a club and be ready to go half.
So Williams gone, Walsh in danger, Sam Phillips had surgery on his foot, Jordan Dawson's out.
Jordan Boyd.
Sorry, it's Jordan Dawson.
They've got another foot injury too. There's two out.
Another foot, isn't it?
Cottrell.
Yes. Oh, Matty Cottrell, yeah.
So they've got some stress and strain injuries. There's three type of foot bone situations at Carlton, so that's not ideal in the pre-season.
We'll see. We'll see what it means, but it looks like Oleg Markov, according to our man on the inside there, Mark Stevens,
going to pole vault his way into the
Blues. Will be vaulting through the car park. He might take my car park, the bastard.
Well, it's available.
If he gets the merchandise discount, I'll be flat.
Did you go in through the... You were in the normal car park. You didn't go through secret gates where some of the important people go.
No, I'm a man of the people. Yeah. You know that, Stephen. You know that, just like you are, and you and Bill Bailey.
I used to hide in that car park, so I know.
You know all the rubbish bins? That's where you're hiding.